So in Spain, he won the Spanish Super Cup. He won the league once. And that's what he done in Spain. And in France, he won the...
Ligue 1?
The league.
Yeah, the French Championship with PSG. He was at AC Milan, didn't win anything there, but he won the MLS Championships twice with LA Galaxy.
And he owns Messi.
Excuse me?
What?
He owns Messi.
What do you mean he owns Messi?
He owns Messi. So add it in the accolades. The best player of all time, David Beckham, owns him.
Hi, by the way, have we talked yet on... obviously, on Tuesday, the government passed that crazy law.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Are we rolling yet? Are we rolling yet?
Oh, what, the lockdown?
Listen. Very important week. On Tuesday, UK government have passed a major legislation. Ridiculous. And if anybody here has uploaded their passport already, they are in big trouble.
Madman.
You know what it is?
If you're on the database.
You know there's still white sites you can get onto, though?
Huh?
There's still like...
The world's in disarray, because I'm not even going to lie.
Bro, no, it's someone, only us.
Yeah, but someone from the camp...
Who spilled the
was
beans?
...was trying to, like, access... Hey. Trying to access... No, but it notified my no behaviour email. You know what I'm trying
what?
To say?
Oh.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Are you being serious?
Huh? I'm trying to... Look, I'm doing... My own independent investigation.
He's trying to breach the walls.
I'm doing an independent investigation. I'm trying to find out what
did they use your Twitter to get in?
No.
I think they tried to use the no behavior email to get in.
If you had to guess which of the other two it was, it's got to be loons, isn't it?
I'm not going to lie. It could be a Rico, you know?
Man said young fuck. And then
listen, does this help football? Yes or no?
I don't know.
It stops
United,
them knocking
United
one out.
Fans need that sight right now.
I feel like...
They're going through.
Not for me, but for a certain man who don't have it, like how I have it.
All right.
Was there ever a point
how
where you
do
didn't...
you have it?
Let me ask you. Was there ever a point where you didn't have it?
And you needed it?
There had to have been a point.
Yeah.
So in that time,
but that's... No. But you know, that's because I'm a happened. Big boy roaster. I was a roaster back then.
Oh, you'd roast?
What? So I could... like. Oh, cool, whatever, innit? But back in the days, yeah, man could mash and then get a cab home, whatever. Then I need to run out.
I did that, yeah, that's
wow.
Calm.
I'm not sure if we could get away with that on YouTube. I'm not sure.
But that's what I'm saying. But you know, it's like, you need it in football sometimes. You need to relax, you need to cool the nerves. So my dad always said to me, John, it's no good.
Dad said this to
me. Yeah, so this is what my dad said to me, because my dad used to play football in Congo. He was in a massive team back in the days, yeah? And that's why he's got two great footballer sons. However, that's not the point I'm trying to make. So basically, my dad used to say to me, as an athlete, yeah, it's no good to before football.
Why do you think that's going to make it? Why can't you just use another word?
Yeah. So it's no good to, you know, do bad things before football. And I'd be like, Dad, why though? So then I tried it and I bagged. And I was like, I need to do it all the time. So I feel like it's good. You need to...
Hold on, wait a second. Wait, hold on.
Steve just said you got released.
Double entendre. Listen.
But I saw Steve got released. Wait, hold on. Man, am I talking about release that they ain't been released?
Listen. What's going on here?
What's going on?
What's even happening here?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Do we get a better footballer because of the legal action taken?
Because they took it away.
Nah, man. They're going to be very angry.
Nah, they're going to have bags of testosterone,
a lot of angry
bro.
Men. No, what? Testosterone?
Yeah, they're going to have bags of it.
This is bad. This is bad for the road use.
This is bad for everyone.
They're going to start doing
that. So what you're saying with the testosterone thing, it's the same with like society. See like how like, that they don't really, like you don't really get much thing anymore.
Finger blasting.
Do not f*** as much as they used to.
What's going on? Why aren't you just using a different word?
This is what I'm telling you. There's a direct correlation with stabbings. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Poking.
What?
The world was safer when we was thinking more.
Okay, no, I
hear where he's coming from, but this
that,
is...
Just focus, concentrate.
I hear it.
Lippy.
So when you take away the accessibility of the porn, it's just going to get dangerous on the terraces again.
Mm. I think you got to call it corn.
Dogs foaming at the mouth.
We're saying the footballers should just upload the details.
I'm not going to lie. I think a lot of people's uploading documentation.
I think they're going to sell deets. I think you could get deets.
When I say that could never be me, I don't think you understand, bro.
It can't be.
I can't even sign up for certain.
Someone here has done it, though.
Normal things.
Nah, man. I've watched so much. My imagination is fine.
Someone here
fine.
What? Has uploaded details.
That is insane.
That who?
What, like license and that?
You have to, bro.
It's passport
or
license.
You got to think about data breaches, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
I can't do
I that. Thought they were just doing market research, like data capture.
Do you know what kind of data you're like? Do you know what other man's data's on there? You know what kind of database you're in? If you're in that database, broski. I don't think you know, bro.
Hey, listen,
that's too much.
If only this episode was sponsored by NordVPN. I'm telling you.
Listen.
Is it? I was going to say.
That
was
yeah. A man had his thing set in Austria, just going mad.
IP address.
But listen, man. Back to the mission, which is to find the filthy fella for the live show, because Menace will not be there. You lot are always talking that talk. Can you walk the walk? Please upload your videos to @filthy_fellas on Instagram. Hashtag find a filthy fella.
There's been some good ones so far.
There has been some decent ones. You missed one. There was a girl last week. She said she's going to be a good friend of you and me.
Really?
I'm going to leave it there, bro.
I watched this back here. And I want to know why you used to.
You know what? I think it's quite clear that me and Dan are senior members of this show. We control the tempo often.
Would you prefer her to say Mugs? Is that what you want to do?
Is that what you think?
Is that what you
No, no, no. I just want to know why you used to. That's it.
Why do you think?
I don't know. I'm not her. I didn't choose you to.
Who would you have chose?
I'm not choosing any man.
We're one of the better. This is two of the better filthy fellas. That's for sure. Why are you moving that with me, bro? You're moving that with KG.
Nah, don't do my boy that. He's on tour. He's on tour right now. Allow my boy, man.
He's on tour, man.
Gorilla versus KG.
Definitely a leading candidate. I think she could even win the Rolly.
That's what I'm saying. I think she's doing all right. Speaking of finding a filthy fella. First of all, we found Mugs. I don't even know how you're sitting there like you're always here. We found Mugs, yeah? But you know, filthy, the transfer window's open. Mm. This is a powerful club. We make big moves. I know you notice a big player in the game sitting over there. I want you to know, what do you call it? Dual reg. Dual registration. Mm. You're going to see Don Strapsy here quite often, yeah? Welcome, my brother.
Listen, a pleasure to be here. When the chairman got in contact and said, you know, look, he's interested, we all want minutes. Do you know what I mean? We all want minutes, bro. I've got another club that I represent. Game time is needed, bro.
You all know about it.
You know what I'm trying to say? So obviously, chairman to chairman, we had a long conversation. I'm a fan of the club. I like the direction the club is going. He said, look, Donny, I've got minutes for you, man. Can't guarantee anything. But I've got minutes. Come and play. Pleasure to be here. It's not about me. It's about the badge on the front, not the name on the back of the shirt.
You know, pleasure to have you here, man.
I just want to put that out there.
Pleasure to have you here, Donny, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't do it for the claps. I don't want claps. I don't want
praise. Do they still call you Black Perlo?
Black Perlo?
Huh?
What's Mark trying to do to me? Aggressive Perlo.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
A big part of any club is the dressing room and how players respond to each other. And obviously we know you've got a bit of an issue maybe with Steve-O. Yeah. An ongoing back and forth.
Listen, man, look, they could say I'm a player from the old school. Ray Keane once said, is it old school or is it good school? I'm from the good school, yeah? No, seriously, because it can come across, I might come across as a bit of a boring player. Get it, move it, give it to the better players. Steve-O and myself, he got one over me the other day at Sports Day. Yeah, but I know Steve-O. He won't take credit for that because I came injured because I'm a heart on the sleeve type of player. Yeah.
Didn't you win levels?
Then the first time.
Didn't you win levels? Him. You won levels, innit?
Class one of 72.
I did win levels, bro.
You did win levels, innit?
But as I said, it's not about me, bro. Boys, it ain't about me, man. Do you know what I mean? But I'm saying when me and Steve-O went at it, I did win Sports Day. I took on Steve-O. I was injured.
You was.
But I'd done it for the badge.
Yeah. And now you're
getting where I come from, sometimes getting injured for the badge is quite honourable.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
That's honourable.
No, if you get ACL like man, tell you it's not worth it, bruv.
Hey, and I'm here, man. And hey, listen, on a roll, pleasure to be here, guys.
Pleasure to have you, mate.
Yeah, man.
Do you not always find like when he speaks, it's like a poem?
He's poetic still.
When he speaks, it's like a poem. So it's poetic. There's a word for that.
That's rap royalty.
Mate, Marx is rap royalty, bro.
Yeah, yeah. We're amongst it.
So, back to the matter at hand, finding a filthy fella. This week's audition is definitely a familiar face to me. Yeah.
Was he your boy?
Roll the VT.
I'm just going to keep it real. I'm a filthy fella. I'm just bunning a zoot. Like, start listening to you lot's podcast and you're saying you're looking for a filthy fella. It's me. It's me. I'm him. Yeah, I spot QPR. QPR, real nitty gritty. Yeah, so no bias when it comes to the Prem teams. A level-headed mind and opinion. Yeah, and also I met Lippy in the pub burst. I was telling you, get me on the show. You need Caucasian man because Tiago's gone, but I won't steal from you. I was doing. Well, look at my bonnet as well as peak. I could join the hairline union as well. And my young lads. I don't look it. I'm a young lad, 25.
It looks old.
I feel like I bring a different balance.
Damn.
From NW10 as well. Lippy. Yeah. Miles. Oh, yeah. He's not even there no more. Yeah. Peace on me, man.
This is the guy we need. This is the guy we need.
He's cold.
Yeah.
He is cold.
Hold on.
I like that.
Hold on. Because you see on that very foggy night in Harrow, I think it was. This man tracked me down. And I know why now, in hindsight. Because I think that's the best one so far, man. I think that was strong.
Yeah, I've got a problem with this NW10 postcode, you know. It's so big. It's the biggest postcode, isn't it? It's got to be. It starts at Grove, basically.
Yeah,
what the hell's going on?
Why are you getting mad?
Like, what's going on? How can it be? How can it be the whole thing?
Where does it go to?
Bro, it goes like for like five areas.
What, NW10?
From Harrow Road.
That postcode covers
to the edge of Wembley.
How many ends?
Bro, it covers the whole thing. It shouldn't even count.
Kensal Green, Halsden, a bit of Willesden, a bit of Neasden.
Put it this way. You see if someone says, oh, I'm from whatever postcode, you can usually suss out what area they're from.
Yeah.
NW10, you have no idea
still.
Yeah. No idea.
Bare that might be the only thing going against him, man. There's too much Northwest man on this show.
Yeah. What do you mean? As far as complexion, I'm impressed.
I just like that. I think it was, you know what it is? You know what I like about that?
Complexion.
Yeah? I like, that he just got the camera rolling and he didn't, there was no plan.
Yeah. Off the,
you can just tell that's him on a normal day still.
Yeah.
I like
How do you feel about him supporting QPR though?
QPR.
I like it because it is
a. Do you know what's good?
He'll
be able to speak about everyone, kind of non-biased
as well. QPR's a homegrown.
Not me. We'll be able to talk about me.
Yeah, that's a pagan. That's
however, it depends where he's from. To support QPR
and you're from Northwest.
And from Northwest,
I was thinking that as well.
It's not far. Scrub.
There's something
bro,
here to unpack.
It's QPR,
bro,
West London.
Acton Bush City.
Bro,
is
the closest
places you're allowed to be.
You live the same miles away from Chelsea.
No, but bro, the closest club to Northwest London, stadium-wise, is QPR. Yeah. Literally, where like a little area called Carpenters Park, basically. Yeah? Like the petrol station on Harrow Road. Then there's Scrubs Lane. You go up Scrubs Lane.
No, it's there.
And then Loftus Road's basically a right, like past whatever that station is, Wood Lane or Bush.
Yes,
or
Wood Lane.
It
just it's right near. There, bro. It's definitely near, man.
Yeah, them official white man from the ends, their dad support QPR. So he's a real youth. Man, that's to rate him still. Man, that's to rate that. But yeah, man, big up my man.
Still think it's between him and the girl.
Yeah, it's between him and the girl
right
so
now.
Far.
Well, both of them want Lippy, so that's what I'm saying.
If you rate me, you get in. That's why Baller Talks never made it. You try to get onto man too much. out of the running now, bro. But anyway, back to football. Rashford.
It's happened.
It's happened, man. Number 14 shirt, Barcelona. He's there with an option to buy. Hopefully he can rejuvenate his career over there. And make a huge impact. Obviously,
said he wanted to leave his mark.
Yeah, obviously, Barca are Spanish champions. Often, it's a decent environment for him to land in. We got some United fans here. How you feeling?
Great move for Marcus.
It's a big move. I feel like it's his last shot at elite.
Man said it's his last shot. It's his first shot.
At elite club, though. Because if he goes and does his job at Barcelona, that's a massive move, bro.
Yeah, but I think he will. We see Anthony tear that league up. Greenwood tear that league up. You bring a bit of pace and power. I think he can. I think he's going to give people a bad day. He's definitely still cold.
100%. If he doesn't, though.
See the two names you just mentioned there, yeah? They play at lesser clubs that require lesser, just a lesser performance. This is Barcelona. It's one of the big boys, yeah?
Yeah.
He has to go there and actually hit the ground running. Is he playing as a nine or is he playing off the left first?
He'll probably play off the left.
I think he's off the left. I see him off the left the other day on his debut. That's a massive move for him. Listen, I want it to work for him personally, but I'm saying, my question is, if it doesn't, that's why I said I feel like his last shot at an elite club.
Okay.
If it doesn't work for him at Barca, because United ain't going to take him back. I would love us to, but we're not going to.
Did you manage to get a glimpse of him, the 30 minutes that he played?
Did you? That's why I want to know why you're asking
me. I saw a bit of it. He still seems sharp, but he's around hella ballers now, man. Different environment.
That's my point.
But I think
that's a good thing for him. That's going to benefit for him. He's going to walk into that.
Rashford's cold, man.
He's going to walk into Barca and them training sessions, he wouldn't have had training sessions like that his whole life. From what he's been for United, this would have been some of the best players he's been around in his life, and he knows he can reach that level.
Who do you reckon is a bigger club, Man United or Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Man United.
Barcelona.
I don't think so, you know.
What?
I don't think so, bro.
I think United are the bigger club in terms of the bigger picture, but when you're looking at...
currently,
I think United are a bigger club, for real.
This bigger club stuff in 2025... doesn't Barca match up with what's going on.
Do you know
understand?
What it is as well? Barca, you've never heard anyone at Barca say we're the biggest club in the world. Yeah, whereas it happens to be United's like, that's like their first line. Like when they always just consider themselves club in the world.
Who's the biggest club in England, in your opinion?
You know you're going to say.
But I can't tell if I've been brainwashed.
You think you've been brainwashed? So who is it?
I'm not saying we're the best, by the way. I know we're not.
Yeah, but I'm just not sure. You know, like when you've been told for your whole life that's the biggest club. But why?
Bro.
It's why?
Off of history. Oh, we're going trophies, off of last 20 years. Trophies, our lifetime.
Absolute powerhouse.
It'll have to be trophies.
Global.
Talk about the two biggest teams in world football. What is known is not the same opinion. There's Real Madrid, Manchester United.
Because
that's just the way it is.
No, because of
numbers what? Wise, fan base wise, market
no,
share.
No, is it history. Because of what? Because of trophies? Because of what?
Everything.
It's all of those.
Everything, like all of the above.
So you've got the most fans and the most trophies.
I saw that the United West Ham game had more in attendance than the Club World Cup final, which Chelsea
and that's
was
the reason why.
Ticket sales is $400 to $40.
They're both in America.
I'm just saying numbers, bro.
I hear it though. Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Just saying numbers.
But don't like it.
We have some information on how Marcus Rashford's debut went.
It's a good half an hour though, man.
Decent. I already see they're trying to do agendas already. Yeah. They had a fail comp. They had.
That's why you know when you asked me about did I see it?
Yeah.
I saw what you saw.
Yeah.
The fail comp. And
all
I saw was a fail comp and the pre assist. And do you know what it is? My thing is, this is massive, isn't it? Regardless of if United are bigger than Barca or not. In our lifetime, Barca is definitely one of the a massive deal to get there. They're champions, like their standards. Like he was at Aston Villa the other day. And no disrespect to Villa, but this is probably a dream move that he probably thought weren't possible a couple months ago. Now he's just there. And from what I saw in the clip, I think because they were playing against a lesser team, I think he was trying too much, innit?
Yeah.
He was just trying a little bit too much.
It's going to cost you at Barca.
Yeah,
it's not United. You're not coming 15th.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Like this is Barca now, and they identify dead players kind of quickly.
Quick as well.
And he's picked up the number 14 shirt, which has been identified as a dead Barca number.
Who was 14 before? Do you know?
Number 14 before
was 14.
Was Yao Felix,
Coutinho.
Pablo Torres, and before that it was Yao Felix. But obviously, the 14 shirt is iconic in football because of Arsenal and Thierry Henry. Then he carried that over to Barcelona. Rashford spoken out saying Henry's his idol and that he's following in Henry's footsteps, which is obviously a massive deal for him. But like you said, the 14 shirt, the names I'm seeing there, they didn't do well.
I think the Coutinho one is a bit harsh, though.
No, the Coutinho one is harsh.
It's very harsh, bro. I thought
Coutinho
he was
decent.
Quality, bro, when he was at Barca,
but
bro.
Malcolm Depay and Yao Felix weren't so much.
Yao Felix is a different kind of proposition because he always plays well. He just, for some reason, managers don't favour him.
Yeah, he's a good
player. Who's the problem then? Because he goes to elite clubs, gets good signings, and then he just fades out, bro.
Well, he's at...
He don't play.
He's at...
What is it, though?
Al Nassr now. I don't know if the deal's...
Yeah, almost done.
Yeah, but he... Yeah, so he'd probably be at Al Nassr by the time this lands.
Chelsea are so good at selling.
we're the best at that.
Here's the thing, though. I just don't understand
this. Barca for Rashford, yeah? It can be either a fantastic thing for him or possibly the worst thing ever because now everyone's going to see what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the last shot at the elite.
When was the last time you've been Barca?
Me? What do you mean?
Think about it.
When was the last time you attended Barcelona?
Think about it, bro.
What context? That's why I'm trying to understand the context of the question.
I just want to know. Listen, like we know Deansgate, dangerous place. We know Manchester, dangerous place. Now, if you're looking elsewhere, you look at Birmingham, all right, bits and bobs, but then you look at the Catalan.
Sunshine.
And for...
Start.
For a player of a certain profile, whoever that is, it can send you spiraling.
Who are you saying, Danny?
Shoko. I know what you're saying, bro.
Shoko is Remember, one of the maddest dancers in
it
Europe.
It could also be like... Right at home, and he could be exactly what that team needs. You get me? What he's going to bring to the dressing room, the camaraderie and that. Like they might not have had nothing like this over there. He's going to be out in the hooded mink. He's going to be in the hooded mink in the heat.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, listen.
Bro, he's going to get the big table in Shoko. You're not deep.
They're not going to be ready for this.
Nah, him and Koundé, they're going to go mad. Well, you know.
Shoko's gonna have him in a headlock, bro. I'm telling you.
That place.
If he sniffs Shoko, he's done, bro. Then you better be careful. Bro, Shoko's no Manchester, you know, it's not Liv. Shoko, you will shock yourself.
Two things, fam. One, bro, them diamonds are gonna shine differently in that Spain sunshine.
100%.
And number two, bro, they already got a player over there that's hiring dwarves and all them ting there.
Is it? Who?
Prada,
mean,
what?
Man. For his 18th birthday.
Hiring dwarves.
Ooh, but kinda... isn't that for a birthday?
Yeah, that's Lamine's 18th.
I think it was a magic trick.
I hiring dwarves
nah, I think
for your birthdays.
Waiters.
Why are you getting in trouble for that though? I don't understand why.
No, but it's not just that. He was doing mad things. Like apparently it was like, certain girl only of a certain breast size could go to the party.
I swear, I'm telling you, bro, he would not have been like this anywhere else. I'm telling you, this city changes you, bro.
That Barca team.
I've seen it change, man, in a weekend.
You know they call president the chairman? They call them the presidents out there, innit? Or whatever, cool. The president was just like, the only reason why I'm annoyed is because I didn't get an invite.
See?
Man wanted to come to the birthday
they
party.
They back their players
of
out
course.
There.
It's the
Is
Catalan,
that a good
bro?
Thing as well? So when he goes partying or whatever, Barca aren't going to like, they're not going to do what Ten Hag, not even Ten Hag, it was Amorim done and said, oh, I'd rather play the goalkeeper coach
bro,
instead of him.
It's,
they'll
it's,
embrace
you know, you
the
know,
wave.
You know, the Catalan is, they're basically, it's like, they're Scousers.
I hear it. Spanish.
Like, that is the like you see how the Scouse is here. Like, I'm not English.
Yeah,
I'm Scouse.
They're
not Spanish. Oh, yeah. I'm Catalan.
It's a different world.
Yeah. It is a better world.
It's a better world. It's a better world.
Dan, you want to live that world, innit?
Bro,
you know what?
It's crazy. 3 days is never enough. It's never enough.
Man said the same. Deansgate as well, you know. Bro,
not Deansgate, bro.
Man, it's a new realm. But
that's what I'm saying. If he's not fully focused on his football, bro.
I think he will be there.
I personally think
Barcelona
is the most
language, so he's going to be focused on football.
Yeah, he's happy,
what's
man.
What's he going to do? Probably
Has he got misses?
Nah, I doubt it.
That is probably a massive question.
He's probably got misses.
Now, but at the same time, you have to remember, yeah, this is Barcelona. Like, it's a serious football culture there. Like, La Masia. Like, there could be a youth that pops up this season that's like the new maddest 14-year-old. And he might say, yeah, Rashford's one of my favourite players kind of thing. And that's when Rashford has to start moving in a whole different other realm, you understand? Other mode. So we'll see, man. I think he'll focus, though. I think he'll do well out there.
I feel like when certain man from the ends move out and go to play football abroad and stuff, I tend they do better still, to be fair, because they can just focus, innit? Unless they fly at the man.
Do you think there's more pressure on him at Man United or at Barca?
I don't think there's actually no...
That's
I don't think there's no pressure about Barcelona.
Off his shoulders.
I hear you still.
I don't think
and
so.
And the maddest thing, that's a huge club, you know?
Because remember...
But I think there's less pressure on him.
100%. Because he's got less English eyes on him.
It's because he can just go there and just play football and he knows he's good at football.
Thank you.
And I think the stuff that's going on at United, it's not really about his ability.
No matter whatever this guy does in Manchester, yeah, he's always going to be the bad egg, bro. So him going away is going to be good for him, but he can focus and just...
Yeah, you can't be the bad egg. You can't speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a good thing Bellingham went to Madrid. He would have been finished if he was in the Prem. Cooked
him. Speaking of the Prem and players leaving... Let's have that conversation, man. Let's do that episode. Mm. Let's talk about Brits abroad. Doesn't happen very often, obviously because of the calibre of the Premier League. I think a lot of players' dreams are either to play at one of the bigger English clubs or if they can't get to a Real Madrid or something, they'll kind of settle. But obviously we've asked the Filthy cast members for our top 10 Brits abroad. That's England, Scotland and Wales. It's going to be based on things like, obviously, individual numbers, trophies, accolades. So we've got lists from Poet, Steve-O, Margs, Scribs, myself, Skits, John Wick, Menace, GOP, man like Jad, Loons, and obviously the new signing, Don Strapsy. These are the players that got votes that didn't make the top 10 list. Up first, from Arsenal, Aaron Ramsey to Juventus.
What a player.
Great player.
What a player.
I didn't even think
bit of a weird that. Vote. Who voted that? Was it GOP?
No, I feel like that's a good vote.
You think he was good?
I think he was good at Juve.
He played with Ronnie. CR.
I think he maybe deserves more than one vote.
Compared to some of the players that have done well abroad, he ain't matching up. That's what I'm actually confused at the next name. I'm confused why the next name hasn't made top 10.
Yeah, I built it for
And him. I'm going to tell you why once you say it.
Jonathan Woodgate.
What?
Do you know why I'm confused? Because I thought everyone would have voted him as the worst. He was man number one, as in the worst. Do you remember his debut? Did you not see Jonathan Woodgate's debut?
Oh my gosh, what
did he,
yes.
Did he get sent off or something?
Did he like an own goal and a sending off or something like that?
He got sent off,
innit? And he scored an own goal.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
On his debut.
That's... Yeah, one of the worst individual, yeah.
Pressure,
one of the
pressure,
worst
pressure,
individual
pressure.
That's why I thought he might creep in as the worst.
Hey, well, actually, he's below worst.
Can I just quickly interject on something different, yeah? Just real quick before we move on. You know when you watch a game on the telly, but when you go to the stadium, it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched Filthy play on the telly, yeah? You're a conductor, Lippy. And I'm seeing it now. Because sometimes on the telly, you don't get the player cam.
Yeah.
I just got to give you your flowers.
Menace, learn from him. You're doing all kind of Strapsy, my family.
Looking for minutes, boys. Looking for minutes. Looking for minutes. But yeah, sorry, I had to interject. Go on.
Robbie Keane at Inter Milan.
He didn't do nothing.
I don't know a lot about that. And I think that kind of says a lot.
Yeah.
Who voted for him? It was Steve Oldermad. It wasn't Steve Oldermad.
You put him in the top 10?
I want to come in, lads. I got the memo wrong. So I've included like John Charles, Kevin Keegan. Yeah, don't do that. You know what? Let me calm
you're
down.
You're on your Eusebio thing still. You're moving mad.
All of that. So I might have messed up the votes, but GOP told me my top four votes...
Got in,
which is all that.
Okay. That's good. That's better than what Wick did. Wick, wait. Did you know Wick great can debut. Only count to five?
Great debut.
Good
great
game. Yeah. Good game. Good game.
Wick can only count to five. You only put five names, right?
Why couldn't you think of another five?
Because they're the five that I wanted to pick.
What about the other five?
I didn't want to pick them.
So you just picked five?
None of them.
You refused.
I didn't want to pick them.
But we asked you for 10.
I picked them. Like, I could have picked Abraham. I could have picked a couple. But I didn't pick them. I picked the five.
Freely. You don't want the system thing. I hear it.
Bro, let me play free. I hate when my manager tells me just stay up top. I don't want to just stay up top.
I
want to drift in. I want to get some touches of the ball.
Right, other names involved. Michael Owen, who I think should have made the list.
I thought it was great.
Should have made the list. Chris Smalling.
I think he's been bumped, Smalling. He's in my list.
Chris Smalling.
He's been consistent, bro.
Yeah, Roma.
Consistently playing at Roma.
He was decent.
Yeah. He had a good first season abroad.
Tomori. Gomez.
He's all right.
I think Tomori's one is so deep.
I put him on my list.
Here's what I'm going to say. We, as a nation, we don't really rate the move from the Prem to Serie A.
Yeah, we don't like
So that. A lot of these, all the ones I'm about to say pretty much, are that. Yeah. Ashley Young, Tammy Abraham, Loftus-Cheek.
And then obviously you got Ivan Toney, which is a new destination in the last couple of years. Yeah,
I don't even watch that football. I don't think anyone of you lot watches this football.
I think
still.
Saudi, they're doing their thing. They're getting players, but yeah. No
I don't even
really,
see the clips. No really, I don't see anything.
From even Henderson.
I only see on his Instagram when he's doing
Henderson?
The Benzema thing. You know, when he's
recording. He was somewhere, but he's back.
He's back now.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Toney.
Yeah, man can't throw Toney.
I'm saying I only see his football clips when he's doing the Benzema thing.
top 10 Brits abroad.
These might be very wonky because some people have put 10 as their best and some people have put 10 as their worst. So,
which is strange.
And I've put 5.
Wow. Number 10.
What?
Is none other than the son of an absolute legend. He was MLS top scorer of all time at a point. Brother of Sean. Bradley Wright Phillips. This is 10th on the list, and no disrespect to Bradley Wright Phillips, but I thought he was going to be one of the players that got a vote and didn't make it. So what I know happened is someone put him mad high up. So what we're going to do now is find out who that was. Steve-O? Where did you put him? Who had
Menace?
Who had Poet, Bradley Wright probably. Phillips?
Yeah, who had him? On
Menace
table?
Had him at
Where
three.
Did you have him? Where did you have him?
Man said 3.
Did anyone on the table have it?
No one here.
Man said 5.
Just the MLS.
Did anyone on this table, anyone here have Bradley Wright Phillips?
Wow. Okay, so he got 16 points, which is, again, we're not here to disrespect him or anything.
Nah, no way.
But he said just, the word too much. You really say disrespect.
Yeah, disrespect. Yeah, too much. Yeah.
Comes like mad condescending.
Man said, obviously we're not here.
Because once is normal, but you've given the ball away a few times now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To be fair, obviously, we're going to see the rest of the list, but I'm imagining that it's going to kind of be kind of different because with Bradley Wright Phillips, he kind of didn't do too great over here, but then went to America.
He's done his thing over there.
And yeah, done
his
thing.
I think because we don't really, maybe we're not rating the MLS like that.
We don't.
We don't.
We didn't. Yeah.
That's the big factor because I don't know his stats, to be honest. But
what would we rank as higher in our minds? Saudi or MLS?
Right now, I'll be honest, it's Saudi.
Saudi.
Right now, that's Saudi,
mad,
bro. Know?
That's actually mad.
I mean that with no disrespect.
That's a good question.
I think it might just about be MLS.
I think I'm with Margs. Do you know why? I know I'm interjecting a lot, yeah, but I feel like the MLS, the average team is probably better than the average team in Saudi.
I think it might be the other way.
I think it might be the other way around now as well, man.
So is it a draw?
It might be a draw.
It's a draw. They're both
a nil-nil draw. Hey, a nil-nil draw.
Yeah,
well.
Nil-nil.
Yeah.
Nil-nil thriller.
Yeah, bro.
The only reason why I think Saudi might just... Well, America in the last World Cup, surely they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did they do?
They do decent.
They weren't great. Saudi had a little...
Yeah, but Saudi... You know, they've got ballers
over
there,
like,
man.
Saudi, that's what I'm saying. Saudi had a little something about them. And obviously, since then, there's been a massive influx of players. Like, they've got players that you have to admit that it's been shocking that they've gone there. Like that John Duran from Villa to go there, middle of the
Should've
season,
never,
in a
yeah.
good season, that was mad. I think Ivan Toney was kind of mad. I know that Milinkovic, Savic, whatever his name is over there.
They got some people over there.
They got some players. They got
but
some
those players
though.
Wouldn't be going to MLS though.
And I don't think players from Europe will go to America in the prime.
They wouldn't.
Yeah, but you need to understand the bread that they're getting dashed at.
If they was offering the money that Saudi was offering, they would.
They will go. I think anybody will go.
Everyone tried it. China tried it.
Russia had it at a point.
Who went China again? Someone went China.
Oscar
stayed there.
Jesse Lingard's currently somewhere around
Korea.
But right, Phillips.
Yeah, let's move on to number 9 in the list. In 9th place is Kieran Trippier.
La Liga winner.
He definitely had a respectable career at Atletico. Did he win the league?
Yeah, he won
it. He did win the league there.
Yeah.
As their starting right back, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
That secures him.
So why is that any better than what Ashley Young done?
Because it's Spain.
What did Ashley Young do? Yeah, Inter Milan.
He won the league with
Inter. Again, I think the Italian league's kind of taken a hit reputation-wise. Kieran Trippier, yeah, he done his thing. I think it's respectable that he's gone back to the Prem as well and done his thing. I think that shows that he's a player of a certain calibre.
Hunger.
Because I think a lot of men in this list kind of might have gone there on their way out. So yeah, you got to rate him. Playing Champions League football and all of that. So yeah, Kieran Trippier. Number 8.
This is a top player, you know. I've rated this
voted MVP player of the season.
Number 8 is Scott McTominay, who obviously left United.
Top player.
To Napoli. Won the league.
Won the MVP player award
Won the
as well.
MVP. They got like a name for him out
they
there.
They love
what
him in Napoli.
Would you have kept McTominay?
Yeah.
When everyone was making...
He'll do good in this team.
McTominay the problem or McFred the problem, I knew it was Pogba.
Well, that's just online because they weren't... We weren't... Fred and McTominay hardly lost,
McFred were fine, bro. It was Pog.
That McFred pivot, that double, hardly lost. They won bare games together. They was like, it was just online. You just shit about
it. I know you lots love the PMP, but I'm telling you, he was black.
You
can't have that say for everybody. Bro, honestly.
I hear what you mean, though. You need to understand what you're saying,
bro. I'm telling you, he's a powerhouse dog. And he would pop up big moments.
Two United players gone over and won the league.
You called him a false nine. He played in the six.
Jesus.
Him and Lukaku both went over there, won the league, bro. So who's the problem?
United.
Who's the problem? Remember, they used to say that about us all
who's
the time.
Who's the problem?
They used to say it about us, but now it's you, man.
The owners, bro.
And still us as well.
I listen, he's a baller though, man. I proper rate him.
I can't say much on him, but I saw his season. He had a tremendous season. Won them the league. And that's it, MVP.
You see, when
player.
You send them kind of man over to Italy, like, I'm talking like someone who's just bigger, stronger, faster.
How
more
does he
on
flourish
it.
Like that?
They just bad up the league. Like you
it's not a Premier League, innit?
Bro, I'm telling you, you see Seamus, like, he if he went to the league, he would go crazy there. I'm telling you, because they respect honesty in Italy. Yeah,
that Gilmore youth went out there and went kind of mad.
That Premier League's obviously number one. Serie A, I mean, Spain or Italy?
Spain.
Next, Spain. Yeah.
And I still think the Spain is quite a drop off from the Premier.
Is it even Italy after that?
That's what I'm saying.
What,
bro,
you say Bundes?
That's what I'm saying. It could be a Bundesliga team.
It might be France.
It might be France, you know.
Or Bundesliga. Oh yeah, it might be France.
When I was coming up, your Mayer Lippi, yeah? The Serie A, bro.
Serious. Go Lazio, bro.
It was.
I feel like Ligue 1's the closest thing to the Prem for like physicality and that. Pace and fast and physical and that.
Maybe.
It's like third or something, maybe.
But you know what it is? I think the reason why it kind of could be Spain is like, we're going to see it now with Rashford. He's going to do well, but he's not going to be able to go super crazy. Like if he went to PSG, he potentially could just... You'd see
majority
mad
of the
numbers,
fullbacks
bro.
He bucks over there. Are
so
be screwed,
it's definitely not Germany. Germany haven't had a mention here.
Bundesliga, what's harder, Bundesliga or Serie A?
I say Serie A.
I think Italy's definitely
Italy's
definitely
a hard place to
more
to go
quality
to.
Over there.
Tactically,
the
defensively stronger.
Yeah, I was about to say that the tactical thing, the Italian way.
If we're
know.
Honest, it's just kind of boring. That's what it is. It's not that. It's not.
They was number one, you know, when we was coming up. You know,
it's
they
not
was,
the quality.
They was number one, bro. 100%.
Yeah, but they had star players though. They had star power in that. They had top players.
Ronaldo, R9.
Down to teams like everyone. Down to teams like Boxic. Parma and yeah. and they had
Parma, old
they had
school.
Top,
Lazio,
they had,
Fiorentina.
Exactly, they had top players because they'd get them straight out of South America. But that's they still do that. But South America's kind of
the
it's
Premier
not
League
the same,
now,
innit?
Though, man.
Back to Scott though. Do you think he deserves to be at this spot?
It's early though.
I voted for him.
Early door. He's had a great
I just don't think
season.
He's would be talking about him like this if he was still playing for United.
Yeah, because he wouldn't be because he wouldn't be a Brit abroad. How about that?
Just talking about him, man, just talking about, oh, I've always known, I've always this, I've always said it. I've never heard him talk about Tommy Lee one
dead.
Time.
He was dead sometimes.
But lad, though, I've always thought he was actually a good player.
That was your clutch player. He was good
that's
for
it.
Us, bro.
No, big up Scott. Big up Scott.
So in seven, Jadon Sancho.
Jadon Sancho.
Yeah. What do you mean? He was
in
a bad player at Dortmund.
They fought.
He done a lot.
Yeah, what did he win at Dortmund?
He won the German Cup, innit?
Yeah, he won a German Cup.
This is what it is, yeah. You got to rate him. Kind
Sancho.
Of. You got to kind of rate him, man.
Stats must
no, let's talk
crazy.
About it.
Dortmund Sancho was...
Yeah, I think you're looking Sancho at the United win? One, bro.
I know he won the German Cup. I know
he
that.
He was good.
I told you, Ashley Young went over there and won the league.
He was good. You bought a good player. The guy that we talk about now is because
that
of...
When we got Sancho, what was you thinking?
Thinking, yeah, we got a good player.
That's what I was thinking. Because of his Dortmund work.
I think everyone thought that when United got him.
Dortmund Sancho was...
Yeah, but what did he do at Dortmund?
Even when he went back, I swear he done a little... Done a
are you talking about a one German Cup?
Let's not do this.
I think it's just a one German
let's
Cup.
Let's not do the accolade.
Individually, no, obviously he performed in that and he made himself be worth 80 million or whatever it was. All right, cool. But I'm saying as far as like honours and that, like, what did he do at Dortmund?
I think it's just his performances though, man. Like, you know this show's more than this, a madness, bro.
He batted it
I know
up
you've
Dortmund.
Been away, fam, but come on, bro.
I'm sure he was we part of Haaland's ball, success over there as well. He's part of that team.
Yeah, we know ball, yeah. bro.
We've just been informed.
VAR's coming.
GOP has just told us that Lippi has voted Jadon Sancho twice in the list.
Can I explain
and that's the
why?
Only reason why he's in the shortlist.
Why, my bro?
Because initially, he was really good at Dortmund. Then it was so nice, he had to do it twice. Same for the votes. And I knew he'd be in number seventh shirt. That's what he should have at United, but it's you lot's fault. Is that real?
I don't know how he made that. That's crazy to me.
But yeah, Sancho, number seven on the list.
That's actually crazy though.
A little bit, innit?
Yeah, literally.
Right, voting for him twice is mad.
Anyway, these aren't even the names we care about.
But big up these man.
Now we are into.
Now we are in the end game.
The big on the screen now.
We're in the end game.
It's different now. At number six, we have Owen Hargreaves.
He should be high. He should be higher than six.
Come on.
He was a Brit aboard from birth.
From early.
Because he's Canadian.
Hey, some man are going to ask, is he even British?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's on a Lennox Lewis.
Yeah, he's on a Lennox Lewis.
Four Bundesligas, one Champions League.
Quietly as well, you're right.
Good player. Mm.
Quietly done.
When did his injury come in?
I think it's throughout his career.
Yeah, it's been a throughout the career.
Injuries. But Owen Hargreaves, obviously, yeah, played a lot of his football, most of his football for Bayern Munich.
Mm.
Very good team.
Then he's come to the Premier, he's won the league, he's done Champions League.
He's done his thing. Got injured, didn't he? I saw he got injured in the first year or something.
I think he should be higher than six still.
Do you know what? He's one of those players where you had to hear about him more than you saw him because he was in Germany his whole life, basically.
Balling out of control.
Balling out, and he still was making it into the national team.
Who is surrounding him them times? Who is surrounding him?
I don't know. Was it
Balak?
Michael. Yeah, who is around him? Balak. That's your guy.
What's my man's name? Salihamidzic and all of them.
I swear Eric Dier was abroad.
Yeah. Portugal.
On Sporting.
He started at Portugal.
He started there.
Yeah, say word.
Yeah, our names just come to my head now. Eric I can't Dier. Believe I didn't think of Hargreaves.
But Owen Hargreaves, though. Talisman.
Yeah, one of the best. Yeah. Proper quality. Top player.
Four leagues as well. One Champions League.
I think that is the kind of player that goes unnoticed and underappreciated. You have to play with him, I think, to know how good he is.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think of him still.
Yeah.
I think he could take free kicks and them tingling.
He might have been done dirty on a six.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I'll say. He should be higher than six.
We'll find out. Let's see who's at number five.
Who is number five?
Number five is Harry Kane.
It's early, man.
But to be getting top
Hargreaves has done more than Kane in Bundesliga.
No, but one.
Who? Hargreaves?
Done more than Kane in Bundesliga.
Man, they scored 40 something goals
per
twice.
Season. Yeah.
He won four.
Harry Kane, yeah.
In both seasons.
I know they didn't win the league, but the first season he went mad.
Man's got four Bundesligas.
Yeah, but bro, so does flipping.
Yeah, but Harry Kane came there and he went mad. He broke.
He went mad. They didn't win the league.
He just couldn't.
He went
beat
mad.
That.
They didn't win the league.
They couldn't beat that Leverkusen team.
That's crazy.
He's won the league now, though.
Yeah, but he didn't win it. He's saying he went there and went mad, but they didn't win the league.
He's been there for two seasons, bro. How long was Hargreaves there? It weren't four seasons. He was there for time.
He was a youth man, though.
He was there. Yeah, so Harry Kane got there, done his thing again. Boom.
Top five nowadays is a Champions League spot.
Do you know why we have
and
to
I
rate
thought,
it? Though?
I feel like he's definitely done a madness, but I don't know. Top five in the first two seasons.
Where is Harry Kane in nines in the world ranking?
Now.
What, right this second?
He's top three.
He's top three, 100%.
He's been top three. He's carried that through to Germany now. Bro, Owen Hargreaves weren't.
Yeah, just a CM.
He was a decent
different player though, isn't it?
No, but again, Harry Kane's gone there as like the business. Fair enough, they didn't win the league the first season, but bro,
United should have grabbed him, man. That's who we should have grabbed.
What I'll say is this though, yeah. You see, obviously he's only been there two seasons and stuff, yeah. And we put him down as number five. If we was to change the name and say, oh, different players from different like European players have come over to the Prem, we'll mention Haaland because all the goals he scored.
Was he in your top five?
With the trophies. I didn't put him in there.
Mm.
He's far better than Haaland.
Haaland's got the trophies to back it, innit? But the amount of goals that he's bagged
kind of
has been mental,
that was a horrible point.
Bro, if this was a basket.
Horrible point!
Let me learn.
You're not deep in it, that's why.
No, hold on. I hear what you're saying, but this is Brits abroad. That's
no, like, 100%.
That's like us. That's like I could say, if this was a basketball show, we'll talk about LeBron James, bro.
But
it ain't. We're talking about football, bro.
But the list does say most successful.
I don't think this is bad, though. For what he's done in the two seasons, I don't think it's bad.
I think that's the right place.
I think that's
maybe
calm.
He could be a little bit lower.
He probably could have been sixth.
I wouldn't argue that.
I'd settle for swapping him and Hargreaves.
Yeah.
I'd settle for that.
But I'll settle for swapping John and someone else. Because I see some filthy feelings.
Yeah, go on.
Warming up.
You're going to be on the same list as the other lot, you know?
No, listen.
Be careful, bro.
Listen.
Be careful.
Skits soon.
I'm waiting for these guys.
Someone get warm. Boys, get warm.
Fucking falling asleep.
Yeah, I see man opening and closing gates over there.
You gotta save yourself for the business end.
Should we have a moment?
This is crazy. He's nominated himself.
That's mad.
This is mad. He's on Skits' side though. It's crazy.
Steve-O's been stretching since the sports day.
Straight swap then.
Come on, number four.
Who's gone? Please don't get Steve-O stretching, man.
I heard Scribs from the gaffer.
Is anyone carrying any knocks? Don't be a hero.
You
know when the thing goes up, and man in the way. You know when the ball goes up and the man don't want to look that way.
Don't be a hero. If you're feeling something, get off. Listen, if you're feeling something, get off.
Fizz it around.
You've been warned.
Bro, sub in the first half.
Let's just change the name.
Boys, it's harsh. The next mistake, you're gone. Next mistake.
Not even a mistake, because they're all going to play it very safe now. I think we've got to make a change now. One change.
Who's for?
I pass and move. Pass and move.
You just got to take it, touch, bang.
All right, listen, we're going to the next one. We'll see how he deals with it, man. I'm fizzing it in, though. Someone be ready.
Well, again, we're coming into 65. Steve-O's on my game.
Yeah?
Okay, we're going to fire in.
Number four.
We're going to fire in a fact.
Number four on the list, we have Steve McManus.
Bad boy.
From Liverpool. Two Champions League. Two.
What a player. Insane player.
Get him off.
All right, can I do a kappa?
Wait.
I'm fine.
A man said I'm not coming off. Man said, what a player. Insane player.
A man was waiting for this part as well. Bro. A man trying to sub him, he was waiting for this part.
How many put him in your top 10?
Listen, I didn't even get to finish the accolades, yeah? So two Champions League, two league titles, a UEFA Super Cup, and two Spanish Super Cups. Yeah.
How many of you watched him play, though?
And you wouldn't count the Community Shield.
I watched him a couple of times, and he was just dribbling.
Did you watch him? Any of you watch him?
Not a lot, but I remember on Pro Evolution 1.
He scored 94 goals, bro.
On Pro 1, he was called Master League. He was cold.
Did he make your top 10?
I think so.
He should do.
He was number two for me.
He was good, bro. Was he in your top 10?
Yeah, of course.
Did you rate him, man? Nah, you didn't, man.
Man had Angel Gomez. We didn't have him.
I'm going to tell you exactly where I put him. Watch this.
Anyone else remember Steve McManaman?
Yeah, just bits and bobs.
I'll put McManaman fourth.
I reckon he should be like top six.
That's decent. Definitely top four, man.
Yeah, McManaman,
winger from Liverpool.
Had a good career.
Wick, you ever see him play? Did you ever see him play?
Before my time still, I didn't see him.
Scored in the Champions League final, I remember that. Definitely. Decent. Can't remember the finish, but I remember it on teletext as a youth. And all them were there.
You went mad, he was a jinky man as well.
Saved myself.
Yeah, only like Steve-O, Loons, Poet, they remember that vividly.
No, but my dad's a Liverpool fan, so I vaguely remember him at Liverpool.
Do you remember the first 8 years of your...
Yeah, I remember, bro, because of like FIFA, football, like my older cousins used to play like Championship Manager and that, so you know of players, innit?
And the thing is, you was a Liverpool fan early doors.
Yeah, you wore Liverpool shirts up until you was eight.
No, until I was four, broski. Don't do that. Menace. You know what? I'm not even going to wait till he's on camera, man. Menace, get warm, bro.
All right, you know what? Are you ready?
Oh, furthermore, it's already happened. Yeah.
Numbers up.
I'll start punching my neck, bro. We'll turn this thing aggressive, bro. I'll start fisting my nut, bro. No one even look at my direction.
Wicko.
I swear. Ah, it's deep, bro. When the numbers cut. You know when they hold the number up?
Bro.
I'm going like for like. We're going to go like for like.
Yeah, no. So, we'll take it aggressively, bro.
That's how I love
swear
it.
Down. Sparring is different to street fighting, bro.
You know what? This doesn't work.
What number is that? What number is it?
All right, boys, we've got a big squad, man.
I can't believe there's this many men here.
Steve-O's birthday. That's dark.
Hey, can I say
that? Oh, we got rolling subs.
Hey.
Roll off.
Yo.
Scribs.
Did you just sub yourself on?
No, man, I just came because it needed
you
this.
Are wearing all beige.
Come on, man.
So you need to have a big
thing. Right, so boom.
Yeah?
Do you know, I remember McManaman, yeah? I feel like back in the day, I said this before, the English league wasn't levels with like Spanish league, Italian league. So seeing an Englishman go to Spain and do his thing was a mad thing back in the day. Even though I didn't have access, I didn't have Sky, I couldn't watch all the games. But I remember the reputation. I remember Mama rating this thing. Yeah. In Spain, they were rating this thing. And we were way behind everywhere else in terms of technicality.
Yeah.
But he brought it over there and he done his thing. So yeah, man, you got to rate him.
The fact it was Real as well. Like, yeah, it's
two
mad.
Champions Leagues as well.
No, so mad.
Yeah, Galacticos, come on.
I realise why your knowledge is good though.
Why?
Because you're mad old, innit?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. Everyone's old. No, no, we're old, but you're older. So that's why you got more. I keep forgetting.
I was I remember.
Nah, I totally forgot, you know.
That's it.
I swear.
That's it. That's your lot.
Hey, someone told me about that. That was hiding the juice as well.
So yeah, like I was saying, yeah, I thought you was younger still, I forgot.
I respect it, you're keeping composure.
So who we got in third? Because what the heck?
All right, at number three, we have...
Number three, yeah.
David Beckham. Another one that went to Real Madrid initially from Man United.
He should be number one, really.
Mm. No way.
Let me say the accolades. So in Spain, he won the Spanish Super Cup. He won the league once. And that's what he done in Spain. And in France, he won the...
Ligue 1?
The league.
Yeah, the French championship with PSG. He was at AC Milan, didn't win anything there, but he won the MLS championships twice with LA Galaxy.
And he owns Messi.
Excuse me?
What?
He owns Messi.
What do you mean he owns Messi?
He owns Messi. So add it in the accolades. The best player of all time, David Beckham, owns him.
No.
What does that mean?
Because of his footballing ability. This is why he should be number one.
You are
trying. Right,
this is why David Beckham should be number one.
What kind of sentence is that?
His impact on football in the world is greater. It's more successful.
Than who?
Than anyone.
No, we're landing. All right, listen. English players that went abroad, David Beckham tops it. I don't care what Bell done. I don't care about anyone else. The reason being is he built empires.
What should I say?
He built empires. Enter Miami, that's his club.
But guess what?
Off the brink of what? Off the brink of what, bro? It goes past Real Madrid. It goes past the trophies for me, bro.
Okay.
He's the reason why most men have left England and are happy at where they are outside of England, bro. David Beckham is the truth. He is the truth, bro.
You know what's also the truth?
Go on.
When Beckham played for United, you supported us.
Yeah. That ain't the truth. That ain't the truth. That ain't the truth. That ain't the truth.
That is fact.
That's not the truth.
What's going on here? What's he doing?
Got him.
You that's can't it. Do.
But he was making good points, though.
That was mean.
He made
mean.
Some points, though, but
that
I didn't
get it. That was mean.
Command them to go aboard. Unless he was already aboard, bro.
Beckham has to be top two.
I think he's top two.
He has to be top two.
The fact that you're even having a conversation about what's a better league, Saudi or MLS, MLS's whole reputation and being as well known as it is and players going over there is all because of David Beckham.
Yeah, but I don't care about that.
I don't listen.
His impact, we're talking about most successful.
We're not talking about icons. We're talking about footballers. Beckham
is a footballer.
Is a top footballer, and that's why he's top three on this
and
list.
And he owns Messi.
He don't own Messi. Stop saying stuff
he
like this.
He owns Messi. Does. So cold.
I know exactly what you mean. He purchased him.
He owns Inter Miami.
Yeah.
And Inter Miami own Messi.
No, because they pay Messi. They pay Messi a lot of money to be there.
And all they had to bring all over his brethren. All his brethren are there. He's bringing everyone. You got a fat Suarez playing.
He owns Suarez too.
Beckham.
Arguably the best nine.
Listen, do you know what it is?
Ever.
We're entering the players, yeah, that going abroad didn't damage their reputation at all. You understand? I think it probably started at Harry Kane. Because then after, who did we just have before? McManaman, same thing. Like, they went to Real Madrid. They went on to win. The team that they lost, the fans missed them and all of that. And yeah, man, I think Beckham was definitely the first that I can remember. It was a massive deal, him leaving
He
United.
Was a football icon, bro.
Major icon.
I don't rate America, though. I'm not going to lie. I would have put Defoe in my top 10 if I rated America.
You didn't have him in your top 10?
No.
Bro, his missus made the Range Rover evoke, bro.
Beckham has
so
to
saying,
be
but then what?
It's just different. The whole family's
They call it soccer. Come on, man.
I remember. Let's have it right, yeah? I'm born 91, yeah? So the whole of my primary school were all in the playground, every free kick. pretending to be Beckham.
It's the free kicks. Everyone, that big wingspan.
The big arm wingspan.
No, that wingspan. No. Can I say one thing though? Because it was the free kicks, yeah? It was the free kicks. But man weren't rating, like man thought Beckham couldn't ball. And him going to Real Madrid was a big test of whether he could ball or not. And he passed the test.
It's because he was an icon. Everyone was onto Beckham. Yeah. They was even trying to compare, what's his name? Darren Anderton.
But
remember
even
Darren
back
Anderton?
In the day, because remember, as I said before, the Spanish league, Italian league, and those were like the world-class leagues. So we didn't really have many world-class players. So even Beckham was like teetering on, is he world-class? Is literally, he not? So is he great or
I think
not?
Literally, exactly what these men are talking about. He was such an icon and like so big outside of football that it made people start questioning his
you forget how good he actually is.
His footballing ability. You just forget how dope he actually is. You get what I'm trying to say? Rude boy.
Very serious footballer.
Zidane said something like, when Beckham first came training or whatever, they were just testing him out or whatever. And in games, Zidane would be like, I want the ball here. And Beckham was just saying him, you move, I'll get the ball.
You just send it.
Yeah.
You get the ball. You just move, I'll get the ball.
It's passing range.
Ping.
Yeah. Man, the range was crazy.
Van Nistelrooy was saying that half his goals was because of Beckham.
Yeah, bro. Man was saying that, obviously his Netflix thing. Man said when he went to Real Madrid, he played right back and right mid just to get his passes. But he's cold, man.
I heard it was super
Just quickly before we move on, where do you think he'd play now? What position do you think he'd play now?
In the back. Like midfield. DM. Like a deep line playmaker.
You don't think he could have done the fullback thing?
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking it might all be a right back.
Man. The physicality.
If I had to name a player that's the most like him now, I think it's Trent.
He's got the tank. He's got the tank for it. He can get up and get all the way back down.
It might be a right back thing.
He could be all right.
I'll say DM though. Because his last games at PSG when he was in the holding.
DM, he could conduct it.
Right backs and DMs are like they are so interchangeable though. Especially man. Yeah.
With the inverted fullback thing. But yeah, David Ball Beckham up. Has Ball to up. Be top three.
And he had Kane roll.
You're not bro. Kane roll, skinhead, Mohican.
Yeah, he's had it all.
Kind of mullet, kind of slip
boot
back,
cuts.
Different.
Shiny bump.
Sleeveless.
He even done something else. What was that he was wearing? Some skirt or something.
Yeah, oh, the sarong.
He done everything. Pioneer.
Yeah, he had the sarong. Yeah.
He met the royal family in a do-rag, bro. Yeah. I seen the picture, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different drip.
Done it for the mandem.
But number two on the list is none other than, I knew it.
I told you.
Wow. Jude Bellingham. Can't be, man. The top three is my top three. Why? Because I know ball differently.
Same.
It's evident.
And
all of you men agree, that's why it's top three as well. Okay?
And Bellingham is cold. What he's done is mad.
Has done the mad thing. Because he has been a Brit abroad almost from day one. He done what he done at Birmingham.
Do you think he's done more than Beckham?
It's not about accolades. It's about...
I wasn't expecting that to pop.
I think...
I told you it was going to pop up.
He said it as well, though, you know. He said it that...
I genuinely thought Bellingham missed
it. This is who these men are.
Yeah, it's too early for Bellingham to be... Wow. Man's put him second.
He's going to be one of the best... Bro, he's going to be one of the best English players ever, bro. No doubt. You knew that he's one of the first players we've known that about so early since Rooney, bro. You can't not rate this youth.
No,
he's
100%.
Serious.
But top
it's
two.
Not that we don't rate him, but if you've seen the list and the caliber of players that you've put
first
on
first season Champions League, come on, man.
I'm going to try not to make it seem mad, but I just can't see how you get him at this stage of his career ahead of Hargreaves and McManaman. What on earth is going on?
And Beckham, bro.
Who
and
the
Beckham.
Hell did that? Who did this?
I did it.
Mine's
what is
apart,
wrong with you
I swapped
lot?
What Hargreaves and McManaman. Huh? I think I'd have way around, but apart from that, everything's the same.
I think he had to be number Skibs, two.
You got Bellingham in number two.
Bellingham, I'm not even trying to talk like that. Yeah, I'm trying to talk like that. In the two seasons, Bellingham's been at Real Madrid. He's been a more important player to Real Madrid than David Beckham was at any point at Real Madrid, and that is facts. And you cannot deny that, bro.
Wow.
You can't deny that, fam. It's facts, bro. They got him.
They won the league because of Beckham.
No, they didn't, because that was his last season. 100% they didn't win the league because of Beckham.
Season. They did, he got back in the team. He got back in the team and helped them win it.
Listen. Bellingham landed at
club
a team,
top scorer.
Yeah.
That last season they did.
Bellingham landed, club top scorer. Yeah, he had to hit a standard and he hit it, bro. He's still there.
Champions League first season.
Oh, he's still there.
Let me see something. Go back a couple of slides. I just want to see because that's one Champions League and one league. Yeah.
Bellingham.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was going to
say.
Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. There's a lot here. Cool. I think that's ahead, and I also think that's ahead. What is going on here?
No, but I didn't watch it, but I guarantee he was a more important player than Steve McManaman was then as well, bro. I guarantee, bro, Bellingham went
saying.
To Real Madrid to be main the man behind the main man. Simple, bro. It was Vinicius, then him. Mbappe wasn't there.
Even I don't agree, he's gone there at a young age as well.
Obviously, as you lot know, I said on camera, fully me. He's the only player on this list, yeah? Other than Hargreaves, maybe. His whole thing's been abroad, bro.
Dortmund.
He went from Dortmund, from Birmingham, bro. From Birmingham. And arguably, you could kind of say British teams kind of overlooked him. Like, when he went to Dortmund, there wasn't really any fight to get him. And if they
probably he came like, United, though. United was
no, but that's what it was. But it was probably a fringe thing. They probably said, yeah, forward here and you could be part of the squad. Dortmund said, bro, you're ready.
And what did he... He missed out on the league by a few points or a point or something like that.
He saved Birmingham on his... Obviously, I know that I'm not going to do the outside of football thing, but if we're doing that, but they've retired his number, he saved his transfer, save Birmingham
and
City.
His brother's at Dortmund now, isn't it? His little brother.
Yeah. Legacy mode.
He's left, he's gone. Yeah.
David Beckham's sons are dead. it's dread, bro, but it's peak.
This is crazy.
It can't be near above Beckham.
Bro, Jude Bellingham
to be the second biggest export.
At 17 or 18, he led Dortmund to the last day of the Bundesliga season. They would have won it if it weren't for some kind of rubbish. And bro, that's at a young age. Before, like, I'm not even on a disrespecting. What was Beckham even doing at these ages, bro? I'm not even trying to talk like that.
He was a United.
Yeah,
team,
but he weren't taking.
Whenever Man City was not on a disrespecting.
Yeah, but he won the league that year, though, no?
He won the league with United as a player to the last day of the season as a teenager. No, he didn't, bro.
Beckham won the. I swear he won the league at 17 or 18.
The caliber and the importance of what we're talking about, there's nothing.
I hear. The thing about narratives is you can always find one, innit? Let's be honest. But. Bellingham's a top export. I just don't think he's second best ever.
No, it can't be. No, it's too soon. I'm not saying he won't become number one, but
I had him at six right behind Scott McTominay.
We're adding. You see, with all the other players, yeah, fair enough. They're with most players on this list. They're still playing, innit? But with them, Beckham didn't go Real Madrid to take off in his career. He was already at a certain age. I'm not saying he was declining, but you need to add trajectory to this. You understand? Like, he's gone there to be the madness. And he's doing the madness. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but what did he do last season?
Who? Bellingham.
Just gone. They didn't have a great season.
All right. So we're going off one season. We're putting someone...
Now,
someone second best ever based off... No, I know what he's done at Dortmund. I'm saying... Uh-huh. I'm not saying he shouldn't be on this list. He should be on this list. I'm saying we're putting him here. Based off one season.
Bro, he was better than Hargreaves. Bro, he was better than Hargreaves and all these men. Fair enough, they've got all the accolades and that. And that's just because Germany or whatever is a certain way. This is a youth
that was
picked up Hargreaves as a wonder kid.
That's his
put
peak.
Put into a Dortmund team,
that's his
bro,
peak.
And he held his own, bro.
That's
and now he's gone on and it's a madness.
Bellingham. That's Bellingham's peak. No, like, I'm talking about like...
I don't even think he's on his peak yet.
No, I'm saying in terms of he done madness at Dortmund, we could have put him in this list just of what he done at Dortmund.
Okay, yeah.
But he went to Real Madrid. And done the
Yeah, no other player on this list has left England or Britain to be the status of player that he's become. It's as simple as that, bro. And they're all way older than him, but they still didn't get to do it, bro. Like Bellingham, the season that he landed at Real, they're saying, is he the best centre midfielder in the world? He never said that about Hargreaves.
What did McManaman do in his first year? Does anyone know? His first year at Real Madrid?
Yeah, McManaman, I can't really argue.
He won a Champions League.
You see the guy that's number one? I was arguing with certain men before, but pre the accolades. Put that on the screen.
Yeah. There is only one number one, really.
Put that on a different level.
Man can't question
Gareth Bell, the best Brit abroad. 5 Champions Leagues, 4 Club World Cups, 3 S...
You were Super Cups.
3 escapes. No, I'm joking. 3 Super Cups, European Super Cups, 3 league titles, 1
Copa del Rey,
3
Spanish
Super Cups. That is ridiculous. That is a man that...
And he didn't even learn the language.
Different level.
I still would have went Beckham number one, but I see where you're coming from.
Bro, that is crazy.
Fam, he didn't even learn the language. Beckham, he went there, couldn't really talk to anyone and still done his thing. No one liked him, still done his thing. What's that one where he ran off the pitch?
Over Hedges.
He scored twice in the final.
Where he ran off the pitch.
And the year that's the one without Ronaldo.
What about the Atletico Madrid game? He scored in extra time as well.
Yeah.
Overhead kick in the Champions League. Liverpool.
No, he's done a madness.
He scored twice that game.
The guy's always doing something mad.
I'm not going to lie. If Ronaldo weren't there at the same time he was there, he would be a legend. And I don't even know if he's a legend now. I feel like because of his attitude, maybe he's not respected. But in terms of what he achieved, if Ronaldo weren't there, Bell would be...
Zidane hated him.
But he needed
man
him.
Man went golfing.
Ronaldo didn't like him either.
Yeah, no, because he didn't want to do things.
A quick one, gentlemen, yeah. Obviously, as you know, I dual reg with the club to get minutes.
Facts.
Match fitness ain't fully up there. And I don't expect to get 90 minutes on my debut. Yeah, so I'm going to have to call for a sub. I've got to go to see.
Oh, we got to clap you off.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. It's been an honour, man.
Great debut.
Gentlemen, big respect, man.
Quality.
Hey. That's an example.
Of what?
That's a good example.
That's a good example.
Hey, Both of you.
Both of you seen Messi come off of?
Both of you are great players. Yeah, but it's a team game.
I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah? See, this is...
I'm an honest player.
Clearly, he's got a...
I'm just an honest player, bro. I'm an honest
Bell.
Player.
But let's talk about Gareth Bell. Let's talk about Gareth Bell. Obviously, even if we look within the accolades, a brace against Liverpool in the Champions League final, a goal against Atletico Madrid in the Champions League final, that Copa del Rey madness. This guy, I know we're talking about Brits abroad, bro, but this is the man that made me actually care about Tottenham. He made me look at the league and check where Tottenham was. And a lot of the time when he was there, it was above us. So when he left, it was such a great day for me. Yeah. But yeah, when he got to Real Madrid, I think where you got to give him the credit is look at the names that was already there, man.
Yeah. Did he struggle at first a bit?
No.
No, he went shot off.
Arguably, you could say he was the missing piece of the puzzle to get them back in this Champions League.
He was a powerhouse.
Business. Yeah. Because at that time, Barcelona were running away with it when it came to the Spanish League. Because look at even now, Barca are doing it again. I know Real Madrid still got the Champions League pedigree, but in the league, Barca do this thing. Bell ended that for a bit, man.
Do you know how hard it is to play a team, yeah, and find a way to fit Bale, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Benzema?
Look at Real Madrid are in that right now.
I wouldn't even know how to do that on FIFA. How the hell do you play them together?
Do you know what it is? On FIFA, it's great because on paper, they're just three great players. When you actually put it there for them to find space and find it, because Ronaldo and Bell, that's almost like a mirror on each side, bro. They should be not on the same team. It's almost
unfair. It's not fair.
You understand?
Primary school, you pick your best friend. It was that.
Yeah. And like you said, people didn't like him, but it didn't matter.
Typical Brit.
He was too good at football.
That's what he wants to be.
He's one of them, man. It didn't matter about his attitude. His left foot, his pace, his power, too much.
You're saying we've never seen anyone like him then? Come on, Duke.
I think, again, to bring it back to the Prem and upset these two men a little bit, I think comparing him to Ryan Giggs is so rude.
I think people do it.
No,
I would say Bell's class and I wouldn't say Ryan Giggs.
I think Ryan Giggs was a great player, but look at this. This is different. And again, Ryan Giggs got mad accolades.
Yeah, 20 titles.
Five Champions League.
I remember Ryan Giggs.
It didn't even count though, because you remember there was a period where they just won every Champions League. They won like five on the road. They were moving
crazy. He won the first four he won was in his first 5 years at Real.
Because he won three in a row.
Yeah, I remember. Then they didn't win, then they won again.
I'm going to be completely honest. That ain't my number one.
Who's your number one?
Who's your number one minister?
David Beckham's my number one.
Why?
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 We heard your speech when you was an Arsenal fan.
I just wanna.
They dragged him away. They dragged him away. Let him land. Let him land.
But let's talk about.
I'm not laughing. I just looked at you because you know me.
No, go on. Why, David?
With Bex, yeah, and I took it to the concept of past football. I think we're looking solely at Beckham at Real Madrid, which weren't the best Beckham or weren't a great Beckham playing with Galacticos. The Galacticos said it themselves. When they went on tour, when Beckham arrived, it was different. The guys are global.
It's not a popularity thing, bro.
It's football and beyond. That's the way I looked at it. Bell, you can't compare. In terms of accolades, there's no comparison. Of course, Bell's number one. But I'm just looking at it in the sense where Beckham has gone above and beyond to an extent like Ronaldo has gone.
No, he's just
they both scream success. Like,
hear what I'm saying. Hear what
this
I'm saying.
Is crazy.
Are we talking about football?
Saying?
Are we talking about his old, like?
He really loves David Beckham.
Because you might have started mentioning Posh then.
He just compared it to Ronaldo and Al Nassr.
What do you mean?
Ronaldo and bro.
What did Bex do with LA Galaxy? What did he do with LA Galaxy?
No one cares, bro.
But it shows as a footballer what he's on, bro. He's past football.
As you can see, I've got the package. As they know, 13th of August, Filthy Live, Hackney Empire. You buy a ticket to the show, you get a chance to win this Rolex.
Damn.
The box is called the Emerald Green.
Where's it gone?
Menace. Where's
bro,
the watch?
I told you
menace
about this guy, bro. He's a thief.
Bro, he's a thief. Said I could borrow it, bro.
Again.
Paul?
No. Again.
Where's the watch?
Bro, the loan done, brother, man. Run that, man. Run that. Sorry. Can I see the watch section?
I promise you he's going to have it on in Jamaica.
That's what I'm saying. Before you go abroad.
They're dead skin on the back of the watch.
So as you can see, Dan, tell them about this watch quick.
36.
That is a champagne dial 34 or 6?
36.
36 oyster date just. Diamond bezel.
Bezzy.
It's gorgeous, you know.
Yeah. It's worth the ticket price, people, man. Buy a ticket, man.
100%.
Yeah, entertainment.
I might be a 34 though, you know.
For the wife.
Yeah. I think that's 34.
I'll rock that for that size. I've got a small wrist.
The what section are also giving away 10 tickets. What you have to do is follow the what section and Filthy Fellas on Instagram. Get in the comments, tell us who your favorite Filthy Fella is and why. Simple as that. We'll see you on the 13th. Like, comment, subscribe. See you later.